My name is Cyrilnik. This is Marcus, and tonight we are joined by special guest Dolores Barr.
Yeah.
Our little sister. And we are talking haunted dolls. You were listening to Fall on Our Radio.
Wanna play?
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
If you're not of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're not welcome here.
In the middle of the night, ghosts try to talk to me.
It's interdimensional, so we are living in a multidimensional environment.
He's bending down, doing something. He says he sees a shadow, he turns around, and there's nobody there.
The power of Christ
compels you. I want you to tell me whether you remember what happened to you when you died.
I went blind then. I had an hemorrhage. And I fell asleep, and I died. Chair in the
court
downstairs.
How can
we
kill you,
God?
Fight me, God. How was that?
That was good enough.
Is that right?
You never. What? How do you think he should do the intro? Do you think he should do the intro one time?
He should.
Marcus never does it.
I don't. Getting real tired of this guy.
I know.
This little guy over here.
This little bag of pounds.
So we're talking about haunted dolls, and I got a little bit of backstory on some lore, but we do have a couple of haunted dolls here that have some stories behind them. We picked them up, last year?
Mm.
From an afflicted family that had them, I guess, and they wanted to get rid of them, and we offered them some money, got the dolls as a pair.
And they were just trying to give it to you, weren't they?
I don't know. I offered them money already, so...
Yeah, she was just trying to give them away, and then he... He's like, well, tell her we'll buy them. And I was like, idiot.
Didn't know that. Where is it? Okay. So, I mean, let's talk about the backstory on these dolls. Like, how did you come across them?
Well, I don't know. She just kind of reached out because I was saying that my Chucky doll was haunted, the big one back there. And then she was asking what he was doing, like what was happening in the room. And then she's like, yeah, she's like, well, my daughter has a Chucky and a Tiffany doll, and it's like messing with their baby. In this message, she said, we laid the baby down on the bottom bunk to sleep, and not even 5 minutes later, he's screaming. Said, so we go in the room, and there's a blanket and a pillow on the baby. Said, and my baby's wrapped up too, and the top bunk blanket was like hanging off, and they were like, what the fuck? And they thought it was just the house. But then they realized it was the dolls that was doing it because it was in that room. It was in her older daughter's room.
It was wherever these dolls were?
Mm.
Oof.
Mia, she said that they never had anything happen until now. And I guess after they got rid of them, their house has been fine.
Wow. Ugh. And I think that's around the time we had some upkick too, which happens in the house anyways.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're used to getting things, and we have, like, upticks for, like, at least, like, a month or two. And then things kind of settle down. That's happened with these dolls, too.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of really kicked up once you got those dolls.
Yeah.
Like, it got pretty crazy.
Yep, and then now it's been calm. Nothing's happening. Nothing has happened.
Well, you had them put away, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's hidden behind the couch.
Yeah.
he was so afraid of me stuffed them behind the couch.
I'm not afraid of them.
I know Tiffany's neck's all messed up. She's like...
I know. We got to get them... Well, you kind of fixed them up a little bit.
A little.
So we have this one is one of them, right? Mm-hmm. And the other one...
It's over here.
Yeah, right. This one.
And we are... I want to get the like special boxes for them made. And then put like the backstory and things on them. Put them out. Be something cool.
We actually did an experiment with that. Remember?
Yeah.
With the Chucky doll and the Tiffany doll.
Yeah.
So you want to tell them what happened?
So you should tell that story. You remember more most of it.
What? When you... Well, I don't know. You just placed the spirit... Or it was a necrophonic app. And you put it on top of Chucky. And then like a real deep demonic voice came through.
It growled at us.
It like really loud growl. Like the second you put it on there and it growled real loud.
I remember that.
My God. And he had to have it like hooked up to a stereo system, so it was really loud.
I know, like really loud. It was all dark in the kitchen.
And I just remember putting those the equipment on it. like your meters and everything, and those things started spiking. Remember?
And then we had the idea.
I have videos from that on my Snapchat.
Yeah, we had the idea of maybe let's bring out my doll and the Egyptian artifact that I had and put that into play.
Yeah, I remember you having it all on the table, and everything just started kind of going crazy. But the second you took it off of that doll and put it on the Tiffany doll, it was like dead silent.
Yeah.
I remember it was dead silent for a while, and then you started hearing a woman's voice coming through when it was on the Tiffany doll.
Right.
But it wasn't as aggressive as this one. Now, I remember that.
I mean, I wonder what... they got it from a store, right?
Yeah, or I think they had ordered it.
Okay, it's like these dolls that are new, they're shell... But what sort of things could be happening either around the house in their life that could inhabit the doll? There's
like he was looking for something to inhabit,
right?
I think
just got attached,
and that's like the whole thing that goes to Chinese culture. I think it's Chinese or Japanese. I was looking into it, and both have some sort of similarities to each other. The Chinese believe that their dolls inhabited, I think, relatives, past relatives, or bad spirits, things like that, and. They even do this with houses. So they say that if you live in a big house, there's a horror movie about it too, where this family buys this big house and they get haunted, and they realize that everyone in the neighborhood, the locals, are living in small houses, and they ask about it. And this is actual Chinese culture, is they build these big houses, these mansions, so that spirits, like relatives of theirs, they think, go and live and inhabit that house. Same thing with the dolls. Is they believe that dolls are able, they're an empty shell. That's why they're made of porcelain. Mm-hmm. And they're made of porcelain so that souls can inhabit those dolls.
Fun fact.
And there's a, I was looking at the Japanese. There's a practice in Japan called Hina Akuri.
Yeah.
That occurs about 100, it's been consisting of about 1,000 years, where young girls would place paper dolls on, let me see here.
Your glasses.
No, wicker saucers. And the idea of around that is whatever is afflicting the family, whether that be disease or things of that nature in the household, turmoil, things like that, is that they would have these young girls give them these dolls. They put them on these wicker saucers and they would float down river. And their whole thought process around that is that the reason they do that is to keep away the bad spirits that are doing that to the family. So their thought process is that these spirits that are whether inhabiting the household or, I guess, associating with certain family members is afflicting the entire family. And it's causing them disease and sickness, things of that nature in the house. So they put those dolls and they float away.
So hoping, would they just like make a host for it?
Right.
To go into? So,
right.
Is there a reason why they have the women do it?
I don't know.
Because
I looked into that and there wasn't really much about why the little girls do it.
Like a lot of stuff I looked into about paranormal activity in homes and everything, it seems to be really around the women. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And they said maybe it could be because of all your hormones and stuff raging.
Oh, of course. It's like a whole
that
thing
kind of stuff. Yeah. It kind of ties into all that, but for some reason that kind of spikes a lot of things around women. So I was wondering if that was the reason why they had the women do it or whatever, but
I don't know.
I have to really look into that, but
it's don't so quote dramatic. Me on that.
Yeah.
Because we're so dramatic.
He said we.
But this, we have a culture that's Japanese, Japanese culture. And for 1,000 years, they believe that these spirits, the reason that they're having sickness in the house are because of these spirits.
Yeah.
And that it comes into mainstream beliefs too, is if you have, even if you have a ghost in the house or a ghost.
Demonic presence.
Quote unquote ghost. But if you have a spirit in the house or have something that you would attribute as spiritual attributes, whether that's scent or smelling or things of that nature, is they attribute those happenings with a bad spirit and they try to give it that's what it is. They give it a host and they send it off down river.
Yeah. I wonder if the reason why they put it, make it paper is so it dissolves and basically destroys it.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's
kind
of where my mind was going when you were talking about
your mind being made of paper. Your mind goes everywhere. Yeah, I know. All right, so you had a story about Japan too, about a girl with a doll.
Yeah. There was a story back in like 1918 where this guy, he came home to visit his family and he saw this doll, like, you know, in the window of a store, and it was a little porcelain doll, and he buys it for his little sister. She was like 2 years old, and he brings it to her, and, you know, she becomes attached to this thing like right off the bat, and she has it with her all the time. She sleeps with it. She eats with it. Everywhere she goes, she has it. Mm-hmm. And she ends up even naming this thing Akiku, the same, you know, her same name. Mm-hmm. And about a year later, she ended up passing away when she was 3 years old. And they wanted to bury this doll with her, but they weren't allowed to. So they ended up keeping it and putting it with her family, like, what do they call that? Kind of like a little shrine that mm-hmm. they have, kind of to honor their family and stuff. They yeah. had that doll sitting there. And around her birthday, they started noticing activity kind of happening in their house, like banging on the walls, knocking, voices, stuff like that going on. And they kind of started noticing this doll, its hair started to grow. The doll's hair was actually about your length, like shoulder length hair, and its hair started growing.
Gross.
Yeah. It got to the point where it would be like waist, like down to its waist.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up trimming its hair all the time. And they took this thing to like to priests and stuff like that. And, you know, asking them about it and everything. And they ended up keeping this doll for a while. I think it was like in 1938 or something when they mm-hmm. decided to finally, you know, they're going to move. They were afraid to move this doll because they're afraid it was going to like anger it or something. So they actually had these priests and stuff take care of the doll for them. So they actually have it still. And I think it's in a museum now, but this doll,
I think it's a temple.
Yeah, it's some kind of temple, uh-huh. but the hair still grows to this day, and they have to trim it all the time. And what usually the around hell? The day she, like her birthday, and around the day she passed away, the activity really kicks up around this doll. And the creepy thing is, the doll's mouth started opening, and it's a porcelain doll.
What the heck?
They noticed the mouth was start to slowly open, and you could start to see, like, it looks like infant teeth growing out of this wow. doll. Now, like, that was like one of the creepiest like haunted doll stories I've ever came yeah, across.
The priests still trim her hair.
Yeah.
And when they noticed that it was starting to grow, they noticed that it was starting to grow at the rate, because I guess specialists went and looked at it, and it was growing at the same rate as a three-year-old's hair would grow.
Yeah.
About 25 centimeters or so, and they would chop it from there.
They even did tests on the hair. They noticed the hair started to look different as it was growing out. And when they tested it, they said it was actually like toddler. They found like traces of human DNA and like a toddler in this doll. So I was like, that is just literally like trying to wrap your head around that is like one of the weirdest stories yeah, I've ever creepy. Heard.
Like there's no way to debunk that.
I know. Like how? Like it's been how long now?
Yeah.
And it's still doing it to like this
a couple
day.
Hundred years or a yeah. hundred years?
Walk in, someone's gluing hair.
I know, but I was like, just so freaking strange. Like, that's like one somebody's of the weirdest
rubbing
things.
Rogaine on me.
You're idiot. But yeah, I was like, I found that like just fascinating because that is strange. That is one right, of the weirdest
had,
things.
So we have one of, we have many of Dolores's dolls here, but one in particular I've had an experience with, also Alethea had an experience with. And she brought them over because we wanted to see them. And I think she just got it. And she set it on my desk behind us. Yeah, and we have this Snapchat, and I could probably post it if I have it. But so Chucky, the one right in the middle. And,
the creepiest looking right, one.
He's facing kind of like away from us. And Alethea takes a picture with me. And we take another picture like a couple seconds later. And the doll is facing us.
Yeah, it was like 3 seconds of that. Did yeah. She snapped a picture. She said she looked at it and then snapped another one.
It was looking right. It was freaking weird. Weird.
And I remember getting that, like her showing me that picture.
Yeah.
When I was at work. And it was like, it creeped me out because I was by myself at work. I was just getting creeped out.
But it's like, why do you think dolls are a go-to for spirits?
It's like they're trying to attach to something that's human-like, like a human-like form.
I guess that would yeah. make sense.
And that they, you know, there's, I can't remember the actual phobia it is, pedophobia or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm probably way off, but
yeah, it sounds gross.
Like I know, I thought that too. But with dolls, like it's like a fear of dolls, mm-hmm. and looking into it, it's like because you know it's something that's so close to being human-like. But not you can't read them like you read a normal person.
Right.
Like if you look at somebody, you can read if they're, you know, if they're happy or if they're sad or if they're mad mm. or anything like that. Like a doll, you can't. And that's like one of the things that people find most creepy and unsettling is you don't know what these things, you know, what their faces are, you know, thinking or this or that. And yeah. that's why people are most afraid of like dolls.
So what was was there another story that went along with these Chucky dolls that we got?
With these ones?
Yeah.
They said they just noticed activity picking up in their house.
Wasn't there something about when their kid was in the shower or something?
Something with the bathroom. I think. Like I'm not sure.
Her hair was getting pulled or something and they heard a voice behind the shower curtain?
I don't remember.
Was that one of these ones?
It was a while ago, yeah.
Might have been.
Yeah, because I remember you telling me about that and it had to do with these chuckadolls. Yeah.
She was talking about her nephew was staying with them, said he heard whispering in my room when he was in the shower, and the bathroom is right next to my room, and his side started burning, and it was scratched up.
Oh, geez.
Wow. Oof. And that speaks to more like a demonic activity that yeah. you mm-hmm. would associate with demons is they... I mean, ghosts, demons, it's synonymous.
Kind of go hand in hand right, there. Yeah.
But they like to do the scratching, and people do
just
say
them,
that
just them solely. They like to do the scratching,
yeah. And it burns. It's like everyone who investigates things and they come across what they would call a demon is they experience that burning sensation.
Yeah,
the reason that I mean mimicking or mimicking a person though, that's different. Like it's like is it something that happened around the house? Is it the past relative or something? Is it taking on their traits and trying to do things like that, you know what I mean?
It was a cat. I know I saw it jump on its head. I just saw something black move and it was the cat.
Yeah, Susan.
Yeah.
But I know, I think dolls are really interesting in a sense that in culture I mean, most every culture has dolls tied into their,
yeah.
whether that's their folklore, their beliefs. I mean, even down here in Crow Reservation, they have dolls that they construct.
Yeah.
Chinese have dolls. Japanese have dolls. Egyptians have dolls, which we have. And you said you found something on the Egyptian doll that I have.
Yeah. Like, I want to do a whole episode on that thing, but if you want to get into that now.
Yeah, let's do that. Touch on that.
Yeah, like, when he got this thing, we noticed that there was a lot of activity sparking around that freaking doll. We did experiments with it. All this equipment went haywire around it. We saw light anomalies going around it, coming from it and, setting off his, you know, his SB11 and the your temperature and everything. We saw it. We noticed the temperature would drop when these anomalies would fly from it to the SB11. People were seeing somebody walk around in the background when there was nobody back there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And even, one time he had that doll laying on the table while we were wrapping up. We just finished doing an interview of somebody.
Yeah.
And, it sounded like something got thrown, but I didn't see anything get thrown. I just remember you in there wrapping up cords, Alethea standing there with the SB11
yeah.
while voices were coming through and she was talking to them. And she jokingly, said, I'm not talking to you. I was talking to the other voice and it pissed it off because that his chandelier literally broke in half and that's came that falling.
One that's not covered. Yeah. 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 We heard something go tink and then
yeah, the glass literally just broke in half and fell right where this mummy doll was laying. And what I found out was that doll that he has is actually something that the Egyptians used. It's not what they use it for is for the people that have passed on. So there's like, you know, an inscription written on it. Mm-hmm. It's not for you to read. It's for the spirits to read. And what they do is they recite whatever is on that doll. Everybody gets one when they pass away. And the richer you are, the more you have. You know, you have some people have like 11 dolls, some right, they have do like that. 30 dolls.
Their death rituals are strange. I mean, yeah. They'll have things like mummy beads, little Anubises, things like that. I mean, like a bunch of them just put at their feet. Mm-hmm. And I guess these dolls are one of those artifacts. Yeah.
And what this doll is the spirit, if it has anything that they didn't finish, unfinished business, mm-hmm. when they passed away, what they do is they say that prayer or whatever it is that's written on the doll.
They call it spells.
Yeah. It's like a spell. And what it does, it awakens the spirit that's in that doll. And that goes and does whatever it is that they didn't get to finish. So basically it's the spirits are calling on this doll to wake it up and have it go do things for them.
And that was one of the weird things that happened was one of the first times you were here. Remember that? Mm. We got the idea. Because we just got the Necrophonic app, we just have our paranormal equipment. We were just now getting to use it finally.
Yeah,
just got back from Colorado. I remember getting this doll, and I never touched it when this guy wrapped it up and everything, gave it to me. Never touched the actual mummy until I think we were outside of In-N-Out Burger or something, and I posted it, and I said I'm not gonna open this till I get home, but I couldn't help it. I had to open it. And I remember the feeling I got holding that doll. It almost felt like a good luck charm, in a sense.
You're you know floating, I mean? holding it.
Bring it in the car. But that's what it felt like to me when I was holding it. It was like the weirdest thing ever. Like I've only experienced certain things like that.
Like what, you're almost feeling like fascinated and attached to it?
Yeah, something. I've only had another experience I had.
What people always do when they have something that's haunted, they start getting kind of... attached,
you drawn know what I mean? To
yeah,
it.
Yeah, drawn to it.
And the only other time I can maybe match that experience with when I held that doll, actual, like, to my skin.
Is when I held my own child.
It's to my birds and my boy. You know?
Talking about the Verticoi.
So we'll get back to this doll. Keep that thought. But they're Middle Eastern men. They had, like, turbans and things. They're sitting in Pizza Hut. I think I told this story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
And they were the coolest people I've ever seen walk into Pizza Hut, because I was a waiter there for, like, a year or so. I think it was, like, 18, 17. And these guys walk in, and they sit down, and one's wearing all black, one's wearing all white, and, like, just head to toe, their shoes and everything, and their jewelry. They had, like, crazy jewelry on, chains and things. And they had glasses, like, dark glasses. Mm-hmm. And they said, that's
sunglasses.
Your, yeah. And I remember the aroma they had on them was like really strong. Like it wasn't perfume. It was like their
oils.
Like oils, yeah. Yeah. And they said, that's your table. I was like, okay. So like, that's cool. I'll go talk to these guys. And I remember their order. They got nothing but jalapenos in their pizzas. But I remember looking at them and being fascinated. Walking towards them, though within 8 feet, it felt like I was falling into the ground while I was walking to them. And I felt like I couldn't make it to their table, but it just felt like I was sinking as I was going to them, like I couldn't like really breathe or anything. And I got there to their table, and from there, once I was in front of them, I was fine. But I could still feel like this like weird, like I was tingling kind of thing. I was like, I've never looked into their culture. I don't know what they believe in. Mm-hmm. I never looked into different belief systems or things that they could carry with them, things like that. But that's the only thing I guess I could attribute to that, the feeling of that doll. Like, nothing's really made me feel that way, experiencing it. Like, meeting them was like an experience.
Yeah.
And I never told anybody in there that story either. Until like way later.
The only thing I can say that was similar that I've experienced is when I saw the Dybbuk box
at
Zach Bagans.
Yeah.
And when I went around this thing, I walked in the room, and they kind of prepare you and you watch a video and everything of all the things that could happen. And they ask you if you want to go in there or not, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have to. And this was after he opened it. So this thing was open. And I remember walking in there, and when I went to walk around it, it was like, it was almost like I was wearing weighted shoes, like there was magnets on the ground, and my feet were, you know, had magnets on them. it felt like I could barely pick my feet up. And
you just felt heavy.
It felt like I couldn't even move. Like I couldn't get away from this thing. Like I went and it was like my feet were just dropping like this. And I was like trying really hard to like.
It's like how look you normal. Feel like you're walking in a dream.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like when you're trying to run from something you can't.
You're just running sideways.
Yeah. Spoiler, Mark didn't go to Zach Bagans Museum.
But no, it was like, that's the only time I've ever felt that is when I was around he has two of them, and it was around the big one that he had. And it was just so weird. Like when I was walking around, I was like, I was trying to move away, and it was like my feet were getting stuck to the ground.
Wow.
And it just, as soon as I got away from this thing, I felt normal. Like I felt like I can walk.
You know, you can buy Dybbuk boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking into those. I wanted to get one.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
You just, can't open it.
Oh my God. You'd be dumb enough to open it though.
People that do get the Dybbuk boxes is, they get them from weird websites, but when they do get them.
Some creepy guy in the alley.
So a Dybbuk box is a spirit inhabiting the box. They trap a demon or a Dybbuk. It's the actual spirit, the Dybbuk. And they put artifacts in there, whether that's like old photos or a hairbrush or things like that inside the box.
I can't remember what was in that box when he opened it, but I remember watching that episode and something crawled out of it.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't remember that one? No. Yeah, well, you have to find that episode. But when he finally opens it up and something comes out, he has his camera is that where it maps out figures?
Oh, we just
it's we're like looking stick
at,
figures.
Yeah,
and yeah, we're looking at
came
those.
Out of that thing.
Yeah, we're trying to get one. Yeah.
And that's what came out, and it was just like when he opened it up, you could see it like sitting in there when he opened the doors. That's so weird. And it's just
remember when Post Malone went there and he didn't touch it.
Yeah,
I and think after he touched
Zach, I think.
Yeah, when he like got it. In a car accident.
Yeah, like right after.
Like he could have died.
Wow.
He said he felt like he was cursed. After that,
and something happened to his plane, I think.
Yeah, all this stuff started happening to him after they opened that box up, and he felt like he was cursed. But yeah, that was in one of the videos we got to watch there.
Wow.
But that was the only time I ever felt something like that.
And they usually seal it in wax.
Yeah,
the Dybbuk boxes, as the seams on the box, they put in wax. Mm. Then you're supposed to like cut it open and release the Dybbuk.
Well, remember with your mummy, you looked up how to say hello in Egyptian.
Oh, that's right. That was
Yeah.
And it,
that was did you just have to say that?
He probably just
Ahlan. Yeah. See that case start shaking in the background?
I start floating again.
Well, like the EVP started going off like crazy.
Right. That was
and then the spirit box, like something came through. Like, oh, my voice. Something came through. It was like a really deep voice.
Yeah.
And it had an accent. Like,
that's right.
And it was saying like Egyptian words, and we're trying to look them up and like trying to like find different sentences to say to it.
Right. Yeah. Our experiment was, and that was a thing. That was what I was trying to get to, is when I brought it home, we were excited for it. And we had the idea like maybe we should look up Egyptian words and Google and see if we can talk to it. So we found a Google Translate, and we were to type in our sentences and play the actual pronunciation on the screen. And it would speak those words to.
And the kitchen got like cold, like super cold. Really, like just your feet felt like ice.
I remember that.
Like I've never talked to it, so I think that would be something like we're later on when we move, we can move this thing out of the house. It's to have somebody read the actual letters in the thing. Oh, or have
it's not for you to read, remember?
I mean talk to what I mean is talking to the SB11 to have them read the words on the.
So you're asking the spirit that's or the dead person that's attached to it to read it for you?
Come in, your furniture's floating.
No, reaching out to, because it's possible to reach out to Egyptian spirits, because we figured that out.
I remember
and having them read it.
You sent me a picture. You have this thing in a case, and you have all kinds of crystals and stuff in there with it.
Yeah.
And he heard a noise, and some of the things in there were broken. Inside the case.
Yeah, I have it. I have the picture somewhere. I gotta find it, but it's bound.
It was moved too. The
and I used to have these wooden pieces going around the binding, and it would lock up top.
Yeah.
On the top, on the feet, and on the chest.
Well, what was in the case with it?
I had crystals in there, like different.
Just crystals?
Yeah, a bunch of crystals around it. I put some things that would be Egyptian. Lapis, I think I had in there, which is a huge Egyptian stone. Things like that are associated with Egypt. And I put those around it. And that one night I heard this like weird like that. Mm-hmm. I was looking around for the longest time, couldn't find nothing. So I just thought nothing of it. And the next day I was cleaning, I think, and I thought maybe I should clean the case because I usually like wipe it down or something when I'm cleaning glass.
Mm.
And I noticed that everything was moved around in there. The mummy was out of place, and those wooden pieces are broken, like snapped. And I sent him the picture.
Yeah, a Chibet doll, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
The spirit probably started reading that thing and then it just reacted.
I don't know. I was trying to get out. We had it tied up.
It's like, why am I in this case?
I'm already bound.
Anchorman.
Yeah. Wow, so this is our Halloween episode, and I think that it wouldn't be a Halloween episode without some ghost stories. And I know that, I mean, I think we talked about Bob on the episode before. Right?
Don't bring him up. He's like Voldemort.
I know. You don't say his name.
You said his name the other day, so I thought it was Robert. All right.
Remember Bill? Bill?
What's that? But, okay, so has anything ever happened with these dolls, like, that you noticed?
Well,
I remember you showing me a bunch of stuff. Yeah. The big one.
Because there's, like, a thread going through to hold his overalls in place. And it was after, because we were here and we put this Chucky doll on your Ouija board.
Yeah.
And then remember it started talking really slow, because it does talk. And then how he says, hi, I'm Chucky, want to play real fast?
Yeah.
But when we put it on the Ouija board, it said, hi, I'm Chucky, want to play? Like real slow.
Want to play.
And like all of us were like, what the heck? And he's like, does it do that? I was like, no. And it's not low on, it wasn't low on batteries or anything. It had new batteries. And after that night, I placed him on his box. And after that, I noticed his, because I don't take him out of the box, like, just like once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
But after I put him on his box, I noticed his overalls were like moved.
Yeah.
And there's like no way.
Yeah.
And I would always hear like tapping on his plastic.
Yeah.
And then there was an indent, like... Something like he was hit it.
Poking out from inside gross. The box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like all the time, like randomly, we'll just hear random tapping.
Though, you know what? So I'll just say that we had an experience a long time ago in our old apartment. And you guys don't know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Had a prophet come and pray.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so we had this huge experience. And people that were there knows it was a serious thing going on. But so before we had that experience, we noticed a lot of tapping going around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just our house either. It was, we used to live with our sister-in-law, and we noticed tapping was happening there. But it was always the...
Three.
Yeah.
It's like mimicking.
So bad to the point to where me and Alethi were home alone, and we thought somebody was knocking on the back door. So I went back there to check, nobody out there, and it's like, we for sure heard somebody knock. This happened about a year, moved in the new apartment, and thought everything was fine. Like, that was weird, right? Didn't think anything of it. And then we started hearing it inside of the apartment. And these walls in this apartment were cement.
Yeah.
And we're hearing, like, tapping. Dun, 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 like, around the, like, it's always, like, in the corner or by a window or something like that, you know what I mean? And then we started having some serious problems. And that's when we had the... a prophet come and intervene.
Yeah.
And then we had this huge thing happen.
Like, it was so intense that even people moved out of that building.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
And I remember that.
And the story about this prophet too is we've had people there who were doing things upstairs. I think somebody was in like Indian medicine, and other ones were, I think, into doing something else. But this building always had this creepy feeling about it. And we had the basement apartment. It was big, like it was like huge, massive, but it just had this weird feeling. It didn't like going outside. We knew it. We never see our neighbors at all, ever. And we would always come home, and this one, I think she was like a traveling nurse, but her door was always open and her TV's always blaring. And we'd never seen her. Just like her leaving, that's it, like outside. We never see anybody inside of the building. It's like just a really creepy feeling. But after this prophet came and prayed for the house, or the entire building, one of his prayers was from the foundation to the roof. He said, any spirits here, whatever like that, things like that, and any people here that have bad intentions or practicing certain things to leave.
Yeah.
And within a month, that building was cleared out.
Yeah.
And it was just us and that lady.
Yeah.
Weird.
You know, I heard a story about that same apartment that you're in.
Really? Man, we had some weird experiences there too. Like us.
Which one back, was it?
It was that it's letter right across the street from the house that we lived in. On first Cody. Lived in, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was right across the street, that apartment complex. And he was in the bottom, the very bottom. The basement, basically. And I even had somebody else tell me about that place. Right?
Well, that kind of makes sense then, because if you said there's like bad people there and they all moved out.
Yeah.
Because I remember me and Gloria went to go, like, we're being stupid, went to egg houses during Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And someone,
don't do that, kids.
Someone seen us in one of those windows, and Gloria, like, had her egg ready, and then we just dropped it and ran. And he ended up going to the house and pounding on the wall. But when we went out there, because it was like snow, there was no footprints.
That's so weird. Wow. Yeah. Well, me and I think Brent and Merble, we went to that house just to see, because it was creepy, the house, whatever. Mm. And we went downstairs in the basement and we got freaked out. So we went to there's a door on the bottom that gets you out. We went in there and we shut the door behind us and we got locked in there.
Ugh.
We couldn't get out. We were freaking out. It was pitch black in there. And then for like maybe like 10 minutes later, the door just
opens.
Just open?
Yeah. That's a creepy
spirit was playing a prank.
But no, somebody told me that a story of that same apartment that you lived in. Mm-hmm. And they said something about one day they ended up like waking up and there was a handprint on the ceiling. Like it was black. Like almost like charred black handprint on the ceiling.
Wow.
In that apartment.
Weird.
Yeah. And a bunch of other stuff, but I can't remember. That was the only thing I could remember, because I thought that was really strange. They said it was like, they say it was like almost like ash or something. Like it was,
I wonder, charred. If anybody was cremated.
I don't know, but that was just one story I remember hearing about that same apartment that you lived in.
Wow, that's gross.
It's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. No, but I know that, I mean, we've all grown up having...
Well, obviously, we've all grown up.
It's the second time I've done that to me.
You're almost 30.
Second time I used that joke.
He's getting old. Just like you. No. But we've had some weird experiences growing up, and we talk about it on the podcast a lot. I mean, we were... I guess around what would you consider paranormal our whole life.
Mm.
And I don't think we would be doing this podcast if it wasn't for Dad and Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Telling their stories to us. Because I think if it wasn't for our upbringing of, yes, we have the Christianity on this side and everyone's preachers and ministers and things of that nature. But when it comes to Dad and their family, they like to talk about ghosts, Bigfoot, things of that nature. It's a whole
different. Aliens.
Right. It's night and day. And growing up around that and watching ghost videos growing up, and I think they like primed us to be open-minded to things, and I think that probably made us more sensitive to things as we were growing older. Mm. And we're able to like pick up on certain things and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, even like one of the most respected women of God in the churches that in our family was Grandma.
Yeah.
And she would even say, you know, I think there is something out there, you know, like that, like when we bring up like Bigfoot and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of all the stories and stuff we heard growing up here and all the stories she heard, even in Washington, you know,
right.
Like we heard from mom's side of the family, like Grandpa and them, like are hearing all kinds of crazy stories.
And down that way, it's like they're really big into Stick Indians, and we covered that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's like a Yeti type figure we figured out.
Yeah. There's like different types of Stick Indians, but yeah, right. that's one of them. That's one of the names for a Bigfoot,
right?
Is yeah, Stick Indians.
Well, remember you were talking about one of our great grandmas or great great grandmas, the one that was a medicine woman.
Yeah,
and you said one of her medicines was spirits,
was ghosts.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, I wonder if like that's why we're so attracted to it.
Maybe,
like, if it's,
I don't know,
affected the family in some way.
Yeah, she's the reason why that place in Crow is called Devil's Island. That's where she lived.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had she even had a human skull on the top of her sweat.
Wow. Yeah,
like she was like, people were afraid of her.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And that's her dresser at the house, that metal one.
Yeah, it's what I wanted, but Mark
you know, just take all the take all the knobs off. You can't open it.
He's all getting back. His dad gave it to me.
Yeah, just, I had it. I had that on the podcast thing. I wanted that dresser.
And then dad goes, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and have it. And
Mom was like, trying to change it now and say, like, oh, just put all your names in a hat. And I was like, no, because then fucking Al would end up with it or something. He don't need that.
Probably melt it down and sell it.
Yeah. But she even ended up becoming a Christian at the end of her life.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she was kind of like talking about all that kind of stuff, you know. And
but wasn't she buried with all her stuff?
Yeah, she didn't want anybody to have it. So she had them bury her with it.
And one of the more prominent ones we've known growing up about her is one of her medicines was to look young to young men.
Yeah, it was like a love spell.
And she was up there in age.
Yeah, they said she was really, really old. And all her husbands, it's like she outlived all her husbands. And all her husbands were in their 20s.
That's so strange.
I know. Like, to them, she was the most beautiful person in the world. It's because she had this certain type of medicine.
But everyone else would see her as who she is.
Who she is, yeah.
Just, wow.
That would have just been weird from, like, the outside looking
right
at and, it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
They said she was like old.
Like, he's giving his grandma dung.
Yeah, she like
sugar
she
mama.
She didn't
gam.
God, okay. But yeah, there's a whole lot to her, and a lot more about her story. Even today, like there's stuff that even goes on today that has to do with her, and I'll tell you guys about that later on. But it's totally insane, man. It's crazy, like actually hearing all these stories about her.
And I talked to Peyote Sam. And he said he would come on and tell stories.
Ask him about her, because a lot of the things that I was told are from him.
I about should do her. That, yeah. I got his, yeah. Well, he, yeah, I got his phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, why'd you bring up Bob?
I'm trying to get some ghost stories.
Oh. Get the ghost stories. Why, do you want me to tell one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's make sure these cameras are good. When did I do that?
Let go there. Make sure they're primed and ready to go. Right. Just go ahead and reset it anyway.
Prime time.
Make sure they're nice and oiled.
nice and lubey.
Ew. Good.
Proceed.
Okay. So the first story I have of Bob was, I remember I messaged you because it was nothing would really happen around the house until Halloween, like the first year we were staying there. And I remember I messaged you because Dakota, he was leaving for work and he said, hey, like housing is going to come and they're going to look at the roof. He's like, so if you hear anything, it's probably them. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And I was home with Perseus and she was just tiny at the time. And I start hearing someone on the roof, but it was like really loud and it sounded like it was running, like they were running on the roof. I was like, what the hell are these guys doing, you know? Oof. And it sounded like it would run and then it would quiet. And then, boof, like it jumped. Like they were jumping after they would run.
Like Krampus was on your
head? Like, yeah. And like, so I was like, what the hell are these guys doing? So I went and looked outside, and I didn't see their work truck. And then I went and opened the door, and their work truck, they're at someone else's house on their roof. Oof. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I swear, if I turn around and look at the roof, and there's nobody up there, I went and looked, there's nobody on the roof. And I ran back in the house. I locked the door and I just went to the room. And then like, I kept hearing that like all day and I kept trying to record it. And I remember telling you,
yeah,
I said, I was like, there's something on my roof. And you're like, we'll record it. And I tried and it would stop. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna ignore it, whatever. And I started praying and it stopped. And I was going to get Briseis ready for the day. I got her outfit, went and set it on the couch and it was folded. And then got her in the shower, wrapped her up in the towel, walked out, and her clothes were gone. What? And I was like, what the hell? I was like, I just set these down and like I had a dog, Bucky, and I thought like, did he move it? Did he jump on the couch? And I was looking around, it was nowhere.
Find him and he's wearing it.
I know. It's on his head. But I went and looked and
he's
like
middle-legged.
I went and looked and there was like, it wasn't behind the couch or underneath. And I was like, whatever. And went and got her new clothes. I just got her dressed in the room. And the second we walk out to go like have breakfast, her clothes are perfectly folded back on the couch.
What the hell?
And that was like the first experience I had with that ghost.
Yeah, she, I remember that one. Was like, and it moved, a lot of stuff happened with that
it
one.
It moved with her. Mm-hmm. It followed him. I mean, we've had experiences here with Bob.
Yeah, like it's pretty creepy because, like, talking about him, it's like once you mention him, he starts acting up again.
Weird.
And he'll start hiding things, because for a while my ring went missing.
Oh, strange.
For 2 months, and I was like freaking out.
Bob's jelly.
I was freaking out, and then Dakota's like, "Well, what'd you do? Did you put it back in your box?" And I was like, "It's nowhere." I was like, "It's not in the box." And then our fridge ended up going out, and he was like, "Man, let me check." And like the outlet wasn't plugged in, and he had to move the fridge, and it was underneath the fridge.
What the hell?
Wow.
That was creepy.
We had, I mean, one of the first times we spoke to Bob, because Dolores wanted to try it, is with the spirit box, SB-11.
That got weird, man. Mm. That got really weird.
And Dolores, Dakota's home sleeping, right?
He was at his dad's at the time.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sleeping.
Mm. Yep.
And how did that go? Well, I remember you saying to go bother Dakota.
We were joking and saying, like, go wake up Dakota, or, like, bother his feet.
Yeah, he said go grab his feet.
Mm-hmm. And he said that all night he could not warm up his feet. He said they were freezing cold.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And then I remember when we kept talking to him, because I had sweats on that time, and there was, like, a Velcro pocket, and we just hear, like, something pulled it, remember? And we all looked, and I was like, my pocket! And I was like, it touched my leg! And we, like, freaked out.
So I have a question. Of how, I guess, now this, we always get to this point somewhere, because it's just my thought process as I go through this process, is the way, because biblically, I guess, you can control, I'm not saying to do this, but biblically, you have dominion over demons, spirits. Is that somewhat tied into, I guess, nonchalantly even doing, saying to go bother somebody
without even knowing it,
realizing it, is that a cause and effect to the spirit saying, okay, I'll go and do that, because
maybe they're like, oh, I'll show you what I can do,
right? Or it's saying, like, because your words have weight, they have power, and you can either bring things to life in your life,
because knowledge is power,
right? Or you can kill things, and this is something
the more you'll know.
That's stupid. But this is what I'm saying with even entrepreneurs today. Like, if you're to follow along, like, this is what I've been looking into, because I always follow these guys anyways. One of the big things is thought conjuring or speaking things into existence. Jim Carrey did this. This is one of his big things. Is he wrote a check out to himself for $10,000 saying he's going to get that check. And he would say it to himself all the time, and it happened. Same things with spirits. Is since you do have dominion over the spirits, and I believe that is it's either saved and not saved, because gifts were given to humanity, and that's without repentance. So you can have those gifts, like love is a gift, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But saying things nonchalantly like that, is it possible that can have a cause and effect to a spirit and them going and actually doing things just because they're willed to, or they're pushed or compelled to?
Yeah.
Possible.
I think so.
And I think that's probably
what, like, I always even hear that, like, be careful what you say, because you can accidentally curse yourself or someone without even knowing it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, there's many stories out there, someone saying they wish someone to have a heart attack or something, and then it happens.
Well, remember that one story mom was telling us? They said there was a tornado, and that the wife and her kids were downstairs, and she kept freaking out because her husband was upstairs, and then he ended up passing away, and she, like, asked God, like, to show me what happened, and he was running around upstairs saying, I'm gonna die.
Whoa. Oh,
so basically he cursed himself.
Yeah, that can happen. I believe that. Yeah. $1 million right here.
Write yourself a million dollar check.
We're the negative.
Stupid.
That's an interesting, I think that's an interesting thing to think about. It's because we know all these things, but when it comes back to the forefront of thinking that way along the lines of whether that's a haunting or certain things, is manifesting spirits in a way, with even with your words, and of course using a spirit box. And
I think there is. I think there is. You can, you know, tell them to do something and they'll do it. But you shouldn't do that. Like, right. You should not it do has, that. It has, and that's what I said, too. And you said, I was like, don't do that because it's going to happen. Yeah. And it happened, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like we were talking about, like, you know, having control over spirits or ghosts or this or that. There's people even around here that have medicine over spirits or ghosts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they use that. You know, and they, you know, I hear that kind of stuff all the time. You know, that certain people that live in certain places around here, they have that. That's their medicine.
Right.
And it was kind of weird, like, hearing that somebody in our family had the same thing, because I didn't even know that was a thing. You know, I thought it was like, you know, people say, oh, they have like owls are their medicine or snakes are their medicine or stuff like that. You know, when they see them, it's like, it's kind of like a good luck for them, you know. It's even seeing them is like good luck for them.
Right.
And so, like, hearing that ghosts are some people's medicines is kind of like what you were just saying, like, you can control them in a way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's kind of how it goes. You know what I mean?
And I think that it's just, I guess, to give awareness to your words actually do have power.
Yeah.
And the way you use them or formulate your thoughts, even, because your thoughts are the first thing that come. So when you're dealing with spiritual things, they start in your mind first, because that's where the battleground is anyways. So when you're praying and things, and your mind's in this realm where it's not confined to you, you know what I mean? You're part of this whole like system, and they have plays there. And even thinking certain things and having negative thoughts, things of that nature, can manifest things.
So do you think that's like kind of almost having that kind of mindset when people are making dolls, like back in those days, like even like you were talking about in Japan, when they make those dolls as a host for all those things to go, and they're basically telling it to go in this and they're listening? Because
I think even if it wasn't their intention, I think even subconsciously, though, they believe that the spirit's going to inhabit that, and they're going to send it on its way.
Kind of willing it in there.
Right.
Or just hoping.
Mm-hmm. Probably just hoping, but I think even just hoping, it probably, that's what's happening. But I don't believe that's enough for a spirit to leave. That's not enough for a spirit to leave.
Yeah, no, because we've seen them fight.
Right, yeah, and they will hold
on. To stay in a person or a host or whatever they're trying to, you know, attach themselves to. They like really fight.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen crazy things with that. And just knowing that they're not always just going to be like, oh, okay, I'll go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, this doll? Okay. Go on the doll.
And they'll take anything. They'll take any sort of vacant object, whether it's a doll, famous story in the Bible, the pigs, animals. And the thing is, even if you don't believe you're participating in the supernatural, there are certain things in your life that can take place that can have effect on supernatural, that can also have an effect on your health or your finances, your, I guess, good luck, what people would put it. Things like divorce, cheating, things like that. They have a cause and effect in the spiritual, because they're in biblical realms, in spiritual realms, what the Christianity is, it's a covenant. So when there are things happening inside of the household with the family, it can cause tension with the spiritual, and then it can allow certain demons to come in and inhabit, whether that's the baby, because they can take the hold of a baby, because maybe they're not dedicated, or the parents aren't prayed up enough or something like that, and they can inhabit children. Your animals, people have horror stories of their animals like walking backwards and sideways and things, and because the spirit has nowhere else to go but inside the animal. And dolls are probably one of the biggest ones I think they would attach themselves to, and like you said, is
they're
trying to, yeah, they're human like but the spirit itself isn't human form. The spirit itself is a demonic entity that was there. They don't look human.
Yeah,
you know, but
you know, like, I was, like, kind of, like, when people say, oh, like, this thing is haunted, like a necklace or a doll or something like that, like, when they say they inhabit them or whatever, you know, I was trying to think, like, when people say that, or they're saying this thing is living inside this, or are they just attached to it? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was thinking, like, you know, maybe it's just something that's attached to, like, if something's attached to this doll, it's just always around this doll.
Right.
You know?
It's like a trigger object.
Yeah. And the only thing, the only movie I've ever seen that kind of showed that was Annabelle. When was it the beginning or whatever? Like, when it's kind of her origin story.
Yeah.
Is when they saw her in the mirror, I think it was, and this demon was holding the doll.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
just so creepy. That part just kind of creeped me out. Like, I watched that movie. I'm like, you know, oh, this is like, you know, it's a pretty good movie. But like that part just kind of like, whoa, that was kind of, yeah, got me out there because that's how I pictured it, you know, being.
So we are going to, I mean, we'll get off the rails there for a little bit.
We always do.
Don't mind us. Just edit it all
it's
out.
It's unscripted.
But, don't mind us. We're church kids.
Except for Seidel's script.
I know.
That he's holding.
I'm all point to Marcus.
You just need to have bullet points to keep us on track.
I know. So.
In the mic.
Nobody knows what's happening. But I think we should get a little more ghost stories from you. And if you guys are on TikTok, Dolores does do these ghost stories on TikTok, and her handle is Trembles Before Her. Tremble Before Her.
On TikTok. On the talk.
On the talk.
On the tickety talk.
China. Oh, what? Oh.
Okay.
Dude, oh, really quick, though. Do you remember, like, I remember this. I even asked mom about this, and she said she threw it away. That one porcelain clown she had.
The one
I
that was do. On the swing?
Yeah, on the swing. And dad just had to put it at the end of the hallway when you walk into the living room.
I hated that thing. Would be swinging would by itself.
I just remember this.
Didn't it make noise?
No, it would just swing. It sat there.
Because like, the ceiling fan wouldn't even be on, yeah, and it'd nothing. Just be going.
It'd be so sitting weird. There, and you go try to get a drink of water in the middle of the night, and you have to walk past this clown.
She'd be trying to steal a pop, Marcus.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, I remember, like,
sneaking beers.
I'll bring the beers.
But I remember this thing. She got it from Auntie Gladys, I think. Mm. And dad hung it up in the living room, right by where our hallway was to go to the bedrooms.
Yeah.
And you'd have to walk by that thing if you ever go in the living room or to the bedroom. And I remember walking in there to get a drink of water or something.
And make a sandwich.
Yeah, make a midnight
sandwich. I'm just going to dub over every time it says water. Just like, beers. Walked into the kitchen, got beers.
You should.
But I remember walking in there and this thing would just start swinging. Like, it would slowly start going.
That's so gross.
And it would actually get some momentum to where it was swinging pretty good. Mm. And it just had this creepy look on its face. Like, its eyes were low, and it would just have this smile. And this thing was, like, what, about a foot tall?
Mm.
And it sat on the swing, and it just, that thing just creeped me out, man. But, man, she had all these porcelain dolls and everything in the house.
Those were mine.
Well, yeah, she ended up giving you a bunch of them, but yeah, I remember she had a bunch dolls. Of them.
I know. I want some of those porcelain. What happened to those porcelain dolls?
She has them still.
We have them
in
the,
they're all put away.
Yeah, in the
storage. I want a couple of those things.
Those things just used to, ugh, I didn't like them, man.
Those are mine.
That's right, yeah.
I'll give you the Snow White one.
I'll put it up. Yeah.
I know her eyes look red. They look brown. That's right. They look red.
Yeah.
I gotta take one of those things.
I noticed she started putting more dolls are going up in mom's house right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to notice them, like, hanging on the walls.
Oh,
and stuff,
those are mine.
Those are yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark's trying to say mom's going crazy.
Do you remember?
It's just Dolores.
Cody gets me one every Valentine's Day.
A doll?
Yeah, a little native baby doll.
Oh, that's cool. Do you remember her having that one doll? It was all decked out. Like, it had
The one that you broke the fingers?
No, it had the wolf headdress.
I remember that one.
And I remember it had like a hatchet. And this thing looked like Kurt Russell. Remember?
Yeah.
It looked like Kurt Russell in a headdress.
He's all ripped, just standing there. Ripped.
But yeah, I think she gave that one away. I can't remember who she gave it to.
Because she had the male and then the female, too.
Yeah.
I remember those. Yeah.
Those things were tall.
Do you remember when our neighbor brought over all of his dolls?
Which one?
Across the street.
I don't remember.
Yeah. We messed with them.
I can't remember.
What was his name?
I probably tried to block that out.
Henry Lewis. Ooh, remember his story is wicked. Yeah, we can't talk about that one.
Yeah, we're not allowed to.
Yeah, we're not allowed to.
But yeah, that.
Oh, that's true.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I probably tried to.
Remember you guys seen him too, and he was already gone.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We saw him at the, by the fairgrounds.
And we never seen him without his sunglasses, and then you said he didn't have them on.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he was doing something was happening now that, I think we'll probably cut this out, but now it makes sense.
Yeah.
He was doing something at the house, and he brought over all of his dolls.
Yeah.
And lined them all the way up, all the way down the hallway.
And they just smell like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And we would mess with you with them. You don't remember that?
No.
We put that one at the with the arrow, right?
Yeah.
At your door, like, every day. It freaked you out at first. It freaked you out at first. And after a while, I think you caught on. But like, stop doing that. And you just open the door and it's like...
just chilling there.
Making small soldiers.
The damn little people are moving it around.
It's the little people.
Stole all your forks.
Oh my god. Okay, now what?
I don't remember what I was saying.
You're talking about a story here.
Oh, right.
And then?
And then. So let's go into another story of yours, whether that's Bob or.
You one of the ones you butchered about my first paranormal experience.
Yeah. You had some experiences today. With Bob and the ghost that we've experienced here named Susan. Yeah.
Her voice is creepy.
Right. If you guys listen to the podcast or watch us on Facebook, follow us on TikTok, anything, you guys know about this ghost because she's the one that says fallen hour.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we're speaking with, was it Necrophonic app or was it?
And I have that audio had the on SB my TikTok. Going
too. Yeah. And we weren't sure about this app. And this is like the huge thing about the Necrophonic app is it credible? Does it actually work? And we weren't sure. And we just paid for it. So like we might as well try it because she already had it. So we bought it here. And one of the first things we said was say fallen hour. And then it says
fallen hour. You can hear disembodied voices before it even says it too.
Yeah.
You can hear somebody say, did he say fallen?
Yeah.
It like whispers it.
Yeah. It said, did he say fallen?
Yeah.
And then you hear Susan basically scream fallen hour twice.
She says it so creepy too.
I know.
Say fallen hour.
Whoa!
But I'll probably put that into this podcast here and you guys can listen to that.
Yeah, I have it on here. Can you play it?
We're a little more up on tech dollars.
I know.
He's all, I don't know.
I don't know the stuffs.
What am I doing here?
Like Ricky, was it Ricky Bobby?
Ricky Bobby does not do his hands.
And they're like way up here.
But let's go into what story jumps out at you?
Well, the one you guys butchered.
Let's go to that one.
Okay. So I had to have been about either 5 or 6 years old. And this was like the first experience I had by myself. And we all slept in the same room. It was that big room at the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared a bed with you. And we slept like my head was this way and your head was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waking up and you weren't there. And like, I had a really bad dream and I got up to go to mom's room. And so I like slid off the side of the bed. And just as I stood up, I heard you cough. And then I kind of like looked underneath to see like where that was coming from. And you were sitting at the edge of the bed and you're crisscrossed. And you had your back to me. And I said, Cidal, what are you doing? And you just shrugged and you're like, can't sleep. And you just turn your head like ever so slightly. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I don't want to sleep in here. I was like, I had a bad dream. I'll go sleep in mom's room. And you just nodded. And so I got up and then before I went out the door, I like peeked down at you again and you were facing me crisscross and your smile, like, you smiled at me, and it was, like, freaking huge. And, like, me just being a little kid, like, all I said was, weirdo, and then took off and ran down the hallway. And when I got to mom's room, you were laying by mom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's always, for some reason, everyone has a doppelganger story of me.
You do, man. Something's wrong with you.
I think it's a you problem.
It sounds like a you problem.
Jessica had one. I was staying with her for a little bit. And I was working. Went to work. And she thought I was home because I think she just got home. She was working somewhere else. And she goes to the back room. And then she comes out of the bathroom. And she sees me at the end of the hallway walking towards the kitchen. So she's like, hey, you see that? And she said I had on my trunks. And I had nothing else on. And she said, did you see the back of me? My hair is all messy and stuff. And I was walking. And she said she caught up to me and was trying to get my attention. And I think she even tapped me and said, hey, Cedell. And I was like, we should do this, whatever. And she said, why are you ignoring me? And I just kept walking like I was pissed off at her or something. And she said, I got enough speed to where I walked into my room and into my bathroom. Because she followed me into the room and she saw me go into the bathroom. And then she remembered I'm at work. And then I think she left the house from there. She didn't go check and see if I was in the bathroom or not. And I was like, oh my God, that's gross. I think one of her roommates had an experience too, taking a picture and seeing me in the mirror, like my shape in the mirror. I have that picture. I sent it to some paranormal group a long time ago.
That's ugly.
I remember being Gloria seeing you before.
Yeah, what were you telling me about
in that house on Cody? Because I don't know, we were up real late. It was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're making tea, and then we're just being real loud laughing, and we heard someone coming up those stairs, and so we went and peeked down, and for some reason, like, we got like this ugly feeling, because when we went and looked, you were just standing there glaring at us, and we screamed, and so we went into my room, and we didn't come out for like 10 minutes. And then we come out, and then we're still freaked out, like, kind of, like, hysterical. And, like, what the hell was he doing? Like, he didn't even say anything. And, like, you were wearing, a baseball-type shirt.
Yeah.
And, but it said, like, Ford on it. And I was like, I don't even remember him owning a shirt like that.
Ford.
I know. And, like, so we just kept, like, making our tea, whatever. And then we heard you coming up again. And this time you were wearing that Led Zeppelin shirt. Oh. And then, like, you looked at us and, like, you were just normal, and it was you, and we screamed at you, and we ran in my room, and you're like, what the hell's your problem? And like, but we didn't speak to you for like 2 weeks after that, and you're like, what's the matter? And then we finally told you, and you're like, I didn't change my shirt or anything.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Me and Dolores have this shared experience of...
Is it the closet?
No, this is the... tell that one. But this is the one where... We stayed up all night. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And this is the trailer before we moved to Hardin. So this room was like a corner room, and it had no door on it, and it had a window on the side, and that's we had a projector and stuff, and a projector room. And me and Dolores had this bed on the floor, and we heard Dad's alarm go off. So I think we thought maybe he's gonna get pissed off at us and tell us to go to sleep, which he stopped doing later on, which is kind of weird to us, but So we thought maybe let's put that blanket or that bed up. It was like the weekend. So we put the bed up and we got underneath it so where we can see his feet coming out so we can avoid him going to work. And it's the weirdest thing in the world. But I think his door was shut. Nobody's out in the living room. Nobody's in the kitchen. It's just me and Dolores under that bed. And all we hear is,
It was like really loud.
Yeah, and we looked at each other like, what the hell is that? And I was like, what the hell, we jump out of there? We're freaking out, like, there's nobody in there. It was a man though that just did that noise.
But he like didn't come out of the room, so we're like, what the hell?
It's like, why would he even do that though if he did?
But we always talk about that and just do that stupid noise.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe I'll just dub Marcus's water over that. Go to the kitchen, get the... the closet.
Well, I don't... All I remember is mom praying, because that closet, like, it was the sliding door, the green doors, and it was shaking, like, rattling really bad, because those things were metal. They were heavy. Yeah, they were metal. and like it was shaking. It sounded like something was in there, and mom was telling it to get out and to leave. And she started praying, and she was like speaking in tongues and stuff. And this door was going crazy, and me and Cidal were freaking out, crying. And what's stupid is I was thinking it was the purple hippopotamus she always warned us about. She's like, there's a purple hippo in there. Don't go in there. And so we would never go in there. And I was like, what the hell is a hippopotamus? When I was little, didn't know what it was.
What's a hippopotamus? Yeah, we've asked.
I remember her doing that a few times.
Yeah.
And like even in the bathroom, right. Something was going on in there. And I remember her yelling at it to get the hell out of the house.
I remember being in the bathroom, and for some reason I was sitting on the ground or something.
Yeah.
And mom was trying to help me with something. I was like freaking out or something. I don't remember. But I remember I was crying, I think. And I hear mom saying, what's the matter? And she comes walking by the bathroom, but she walks past the bathroom into the living room.
Yeah.
But she has her hair up, and she's wearing that big old tie-dye shirt she used to wear a long time ago. Mm-hmm. She was wearing that. But to me, when I remember it, is she was almost see-through when I seen her. But I think when I was a kid, I thought maybe it was because my eyes were blurry or something from crying. Mm-hmm. But after she walked by, she walked in
and helped me.
And that freaked me out.
I'm scared of mom after that.
Yeah. I told her that one. We told her the one about the closet, too, and she says she doesn't remember.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
That's weird.
I was like, you lie.
You think you remember that.
You're protecting us.
You're protecting us, yeah, no. I think she does, though. She remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just don't want to talk about it.
Why does it keep doing that?
What was that?
It just took a picture of you?
Press play again, or press record.
It's recording.
What the heck?
It says recording, but it looked like it just snapped a picture.
What is it doing? Again.
He's here.
It's taking pictures.
What the heck?
It's still recording.
What the heck picture. Is going on?
Look. Hold on. It's taking another. It did it again.
What the heck?
And we are recording still.
You know those are in the background.
Mm.
Oh my god!
Might as well pose.
You know, like this.
What is going on? It's gonna take another picture.
What is it doing?
Like I saw the shutter.
Oh my god! I saw the shutter creepy. Go like
this. This happens, like it, a lot.
This has this kind of this stuff. This hasn't happened. This hasn't in a long happened. Time.
This alone happened. Never happened.
Just Bob. All right.
I know. Okay.
Make all love right. to the camera.
It's all, yes. Yes.
Austin Powers style.
No. No.
That is strange.
What that is so why is creepy. Taking pictures I don't of you? Like this.
I'm hoping that's like, recording.
That's taking pictures of you. Why is and you doing that?
Just hear, I know.
It's like with these dolls in the background. That's so weird to me. Did it just shut off? That shut off, didn't it?
Let me shut it off.
Oh, okay.
Let me shut that one off and then make sure that we're actually getting pictures.
Okay.
It does sound like it's taking pictures.
It is. I saw like the shutter.
Going. What the hell?
Shut it off. Yeah, I told you this kind of weird stuff happens when we start talking about this.
That's ugly.
Like what I was saying, like it kind of like, this is kind of like one thing that we're talking about. Like if you talk about these things.
Yeah, they like, well, remember dad would
yeah,
say
even
that
dad said, don't do that. You know, don't even talk about it because then it kind of brings them out.
That is so cool. That was eerie as hell.
Is that still recording?
Yeah, I'll go through it on the video and then I'll see if it's working. If it did take pictures.
That was weird.
That was terrifying. Because it wouldn't stop.
Was it recording? Okay, good.
Go what home and earth? Go home and cry sweet. Myself to sleep on my huge pillow.
And you did say that Bob gets active, and of all cameras, it picks the one that's trained on Dolores.
I know.
I told you guys, he loves me.
That was weird.
That is scary.
We've never had that happen.
That never happened.
We've had things happen, but not that.
Like even that shot glass flying out of
shot
the
gas.
Yeah.
Flying out of the sink, our equipment going crazy. He even has a weighted gnome. You know those door stoppers, those weighted ones? They're real heavy on the bottom. It literally like stage dive off that when we're sitting here talking and Aaron was here. And this thing just jumps off that bookshelf.
What the heck, man? That and it can't creepy. Because it gave me an ugly like, feeling.
It did, I know.
It can't because it was weighted on the bottom. So it just somehow jumped off. Like it's bottom heavy. There's no way it would. You? Know, yeah, like me.
No, Mark's not bottom heavy.
Yeah, you don't have a butt.
Not with them cheeks.
He has like 3 belts on right now.
I know.
He's got padded underwear.
Gross. Okay. All right.
The kind the cops wear.
I know. Okay, I know. They're just his butt cheeks sticking out of the.
Okay.
That was so eerie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like when we start talking about this stuff, something starts happening. It's that's what we were kind of like experimenting too. We set up equipment when we were talking to even DC O'Rourke from Hauntingly Yours. We had equipment set up in there. We did the same thing when we talked to Russell Sun Eagle from Oki Podcast and Spirit Talkers.
Yeah,
and even I think Eric Freeman Sims. I think it even happened when we talked to him from Unseen Paranormal.
Did podcast. I put his podcast out?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I was just editing it. Just
yeah,
now.
You're just editing it.
Yeah. You liar.
I was.
I know. He kind of just banked all of those. Like he literally just put the one out with Tina Marie Celine.
Yeah.
And that was like a year ago.
Yeah. Like 2 years ago. I think.
Yeah. It was a year ago.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
Me, when you were.
We were like banking.
Skinnier. Different hairstyle. I'm just
But yeah, like even it even happened when we're talking to God. It even happened when we're talking to Randy Young, Ghost Biker, and this see that scarf?
Oh, that's right, the scarf.
The scarf was hanging a little lower than that, and when we were talking to her, we had the whole setup right here, and that scarf starts literally like somebody picks up and he's going like this.
Ew!
It started flopping around like that. And you catch a reaction on the video because like she's like, you know, what's going on? And we told her. And even Peanut, you know, your dog would sit here and bark in this corner at this painting and everything. Would bark at this corner.
Yeah, we moved it. It was here and she would sit at the edge of the bed and she would bark at it. Everybody told you about that?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the painting. We moved it and then she started barking over here. Growling at it. I always have to make sure that I actually see... Not that I'm going crazy or anything, but actually make sure that it's I have to make sure that I see them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, I'm in the corner of my eye when I see them. Autumn does the creepiest look around the corner, man. I mean, she'll, like, do this.
Like, she doesn't, like, just look at you. She, like, goes like this.
Ew.
All the time.
She's and you like, have to make sure tiny. It's a child. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to make sure all the time when it happens, I make sure that I go and make sure it's them.
Yeah.
Like that other day, yelling at him to see who it was, seeing the shadow in the doorway. But yeah.
Yeah. We even had his equipment set up in the kitchen away from us, away from everybody. And they would start his like static, like, you know, it started going off, you know, and your meter started going nuts on the table. We had all kinds of stuff like that happen. Even Russell had stuff going on at his house, remember?
Yeah.
And we were like, though, trying to see if it was us or him because we heard a girl's voice, footsteps, everything. The camera even started shaking like somebody was walking by it. All kinds of stuff going on when you talk about this stuff. And we kind of started experimenting with that. We started setting up, you know, equipment to see if that's, you know, if that was true.
Mm-hmm.
And we started catching all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we had something happen with Walt too, where the our meters were going off here.
Yeah.
What?
Your light.
Oh, it's candle effect.
Okay. Oh, I was like that? What?
Terrible.
Just play into it. Ah,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like I was waiting for something.
Yeah, I know, scary.
I started getting like creepy vibes over here. So like I'm kind of glancing.
Well, I mean, they're all staring at you.
I know, they're all staring at
me. It doesn't help that it's Chucky,
too. So I'm like waiting for it to turn.
That was like off of a movie.
That was terrifying.
It just started. It just singles out somebody. You can't help him.
I know. Just sitting here like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
just literally being here.
Snapping pictures. I wanted to see how long it would go.
It was going.
It wouldn't stop.
It just kept going.
Oh, that's so strange.
I know, my heart dropped because I realized that camera or that microphone's over there. If we pick something up.
Oh, my God. You cut it off.
Man.
You shut it off. Cut it off, man.
You shut it off.
I shut it off. I should just let go. Yuck, we hear it in here.
I know.
I'm around the corner.
That's ugly.
Oh, that's the funny. Shot looks great.
You look fantastic.
Oh, wow. That's new.
They had me telling a story before. We were recording it, but we cut the camera off because remember the spirit box, it started laughing.
Oh, that's right.
And it wouldn't stop, and it sounded like it was just repeating.
That is ugly.
And like we all freaked out, and I think Alethea shut it off.
That's ugly.
And she's like, maybe we need to change batteries. And I was like, yeah, maybe.
You know, like I wasn't going to say anything about this. Like I was going to ask you if there was anything going on at the house over there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there is.
Is there? There has been.
I looked in the kitchen and it looked like a shadow. But it was like really dark. Like I thought it would look like something.
So like a shadow
cloth, like
like a shadow. Way to explain a shadow.
Something cloth, like is like how dark it was.
Mm. Oh,
oh my god! Wrong one.
That one fit.
Okay. Anyway, but it looked like it was like it was really dark.
The laughing.
Can't even get through this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I was going to ask if there was anything shadow happened lately. Because the other day, I can't remember what day it was. It was last week sometime. But I remember I was sitting in the living room, and I looked toward the kitchen. And, you know, from the kitchen side, there was a cup sitting there. It was like, or it was a taller cup. And it looked like something cloth, because it was so dark, it looked like somebody threw something. And it hit that cup, and that cup went like this. It like rocked and I can hear it go like that. But nothing was on the table. Like nothing fell. It was just something black hit that cup and that cup started rocking. And I stood there for a minute. I didn't look away. I just kept watching and I got up and looked and there was nobody in the kitchen. So I was wondering if there was, you know, something happen.
There has been. Well, cause things kind of picked up when Al was staying there.
Yeah.
And remember, he's always like, oh, I always invite all that in.
Yeah, I know.
You're so stupid to do do something like that. And like, no, I'm just kidding. Dale.
Yeah.
But,
it's like I said to Dale.
But I remember one day I was downstairs in the kitchen and I was cooking something for the kids. And Al was in the living room and I could hear Versace and Cassius, they're like at the bottom of the stairs, I guess, but I didn't know. But it sounded like something ran down the stairs, like really heavy. And then we hear a loud boom upstairs in my room.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
And I freaked out because I thought one of them fell. And Al was just looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the ceiling fan, like the things that hang down, were swinging. And I said, oh my God, like, are the kids okay? And he's like, the kids are fine. They're right there. And he's like, that came from your room.
That's ugly.
And so I went up there because I thought like, oh my God, like Zelda.
Yeah.
And so I ran up there and she was just in her room. She was on her bed.
Which like, is watching, on the opposite side.
Yeah. Watching her iPad.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she heard it. She said, no, her iPad was blaring. So I went into my room because I was thinking like, oh, like maybe one of my Chucky dolls fell. Cause that one, his box is huge and it's heavy. Yeah. So I thought like maybe something knocked it over, like one of the cats or something. And I went in there and there was nothing, like nothing amiss in my room at all.
Weird. That is strange. And I know like things happened in that house before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember even Dad telling me a story. Like he said that he was watching TV.
Oh, I have the ugly one.
Dad was watching TV. He is laying in his bed. And the way the room is set up, there's a walkway like right in front in between the TV, the dresser there. Going around to the other side of the room and the doorway is on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was watching TV and he thought it was Andre. He said somebody was crouched down. You could see their head and their back. And he said it crouched down and it came in and it walked. He literally watched it walk across on the other side of the bed toward Mom's side where there's no way to get out on that side. He said he went that way and he asked, what are you doing? And he said, it's like, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, what are you doing? And he got up and he walked. Basically, he would trap him in there.
Well, remember you said he started yelling Andre.
Yeah, Andre. He was yelling at him. And he walked around. There was nothing over there. And he said, he stood there for a minute
you know, kind of taking that in, and he walked out and went to check on everybody, and everybody was sleeping.
There was a second point of view to that.
God, why?
Yeah.
There's the second point of view to that was Dakota was going upstairs, and he could hear Dad yelling Andre, and he like, Dakota just now got done checking on Andre and Kalia, and they were asleep. And he came upstairs, and he was like, I think your dad's losing it. I was like, why? And he told me. And then you ended up telling me that story, and I was like, oh, my God.
He didn't want to tell anybody.
I was like, that was that same night.
He told me, and he said, don't say anything, but he said, this happened last night. And he told me about it, and I was like, that is ugly.
Like, Dad, that was gross. Dad sent us off with another story.
I know. It's like, wow.
That is horrifying.
Like, just a month ago, I had something happen, and it freaked me out, and something happened to Dakota at the same time. And I woke up, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And I went to go downstairs, use bathroom, and then go check on Mom and Dad. And so I go downstairs, and Dakota, like, he turns around to face the wall, and something started rubbing his back. And, like, he thought, like, he fell asleep for a second, and I came back, and he turned around, and I wasn't there. And so he laid on his back, and he turned his phone on. And he was, like, just sitting there waiting for me to come back upstairs. But what happened to me downstairs...
Like, he turned the light on his phone?
Yeah. What happened to me downstairs is I come out of the bathroom... And just as I hit that first step, I hear something tap on the wall, like by Mom's room. And I look and I see a little boy peeking out at me. And like my first thought is it's Cassius, my son. And I was like, what are you doing? And then I like started walking towards it and it went back in. And then you could hear it run towards Mom's side. And that's where they go hide all the time. Yeah. And I went in there and there was nothing there.
The kids go hide there.
Yeah. But I went in, there was nothing there.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, like the thing that creeped me out was when he told me that one that was Andre, because he said, you know, that's, so they keep some snacks over there.
Cookies.
One of those, yeah, the cookies and stuff in one of those drawers.
What are those, Goosebumps?
He thought he was going over to try to sneak in there and get that in the middle of the night. And he just, nothing was there. And that was just... That creeped me out, man.
He's got a freaking feed it syrup.
I know.
Like that thing that lives in the walls.
What are you talking about?
Goosebumps.
Like, you sound insane right now.
Oh, shoot. Oh, there's only another story that gives me that ugly feeling like that. Did you hear that? Was that you?
Was that you?
That wasn't me.
That's turn that mic off over there.
Why?
Because I could hear, like, it sound like...
Someone going...
Yeah. And I looked at it, and she was facing away from the mic.
The chair slides. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Faces the mic.
Like,
yeah, just shut that mic off.
No, I make sure.
I need that mic.
You got the camera. You're freaking out. What do you mean?
Now I'm thinking I see stuff over there.
It's that light flickering.
Yeah. So you said that another story that...
Right. So there's another story that Alethea told me. That's the only other one that gives me that feeling of like,
just
you can't do nothing about that feeling, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it sits deep.
But, like a burp.
Right. So they have this story. She used to work at a nursing home, and
I know
what nursing home about. Had this thing about I think it was they would see a little girl all the time, and it would always go and into people's rooms. And before they pass away, they'd see this little girl, and the residents would always ask about this little girl. But this one story in particular, these nurses were in this room, and the resident was asking, "Whose feet is that? Whose feet are over there?" And they said, "Nobody's over there, and there's a curtain there." And she said, "Someone's behind there, and they have really ugly feet."
Yuck.
And that night, that lady passed away.
Oh my gosh.
And when she told me that, my God.
Like the way she described the feet. That,
yeah.
So like your feet?
Like,
yeah.
Like demon feet. And just not mine. I mean,
hey, Els.
We've got to do a SpongeBob Panda Marcus.
Oh, yeah. It's always ugly ass feet with a bunch of hair all over.
Yeah, that one creeped me out.
That's weird.
What, you heard the breathing over there?
Yeah.
That mic? You had to turn it on.
I have a good one. It always gets stuff started. Just kidding. Okay, so when we lived in Crow by the water tower, do you remember them saying that someone died in that house and it was a kid who drowned?
I heard that before, yeah.
And it was that big, huge tub in that in the master bathroom.
It was like a almost like a hot tub size, yeah.
Yeah. So this story involves you too, because like you caught me when I was freaking out. But I was talking on the phone with one of my friends, and I was sitting outside on the back porch, and like behind where Lucy's our old dog, like where her house was, and like she had passed away by then.
Rest in peace.
I know. But there was like a bunch of that, like that little field that was back there, that little mini field, and it was like tall grass, like nobody cut it. Yeah. And I kept seeing like that grass move every now and then. Like I was thinking like, oh, maybe it's a cat or a dog, whatever. And I just kind of like paid no mind to it. And the more I was talking to my friend, like this thing was like moving closer, like whatever it was. And I was like, man, I was like, what the heck? And like, I started to notice that I could see like a face coming through. And when I finally like started paying attention to it, it was a little girl crawling like this. And yuck. When her face finally kind of come through, there's a little bit of grass still like in front of her. She was blue. Oof. She was puffy, and you could see all like the veins in her
like
face.
Like somebody had drowned.
Yep. And she looked wet, like soaking wet.
That is gross.
And when I seen that, like she smiled, and I like, I just took a deep breath and I couldn't even scream. And I just threw the phone and I ran.
Go ahead.
Oh, I ran into the house.
Yeah.
And I remember you were asking me what's the matter, because I came running in and like I ran into you and I said, I left the phone. The phone's outside. And you're like, well, why would you leave the phone outside? Like all stupid. And so I like just me freaking out. You're like, what happened? And I wouldn't tell you. And then you're like, here, come on. And like we went to the back door to get it. And I was like, by then I was like hysterical, cause, like thinking it was going to be outside. And then you like just grabbed it and ran inside.
Ugh, my God, that's ugly. Yeah, I remember you telling me that once.
It was just creepy. I hate thinking about it because, man, she looks so scary.
Well, that was an eventful night.
That was. I think we should do this again.
I got a lot of stories.
Whenever you guys are free.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. You guys are up for it.
How long was this one?
About over an hour, I think.
Yeah, okay.
She's open, if you're open.
Yeah.
We can release a two-parter on Halloween.
Yeah, we can do that.
So
it's gonna be like a lot of quick editing.
Right. With that being said, take a shot. Dolores.
Water.
Water shots. But so this is our Halloween episode, and this is gonna be a two-parter, and hopefully we'll see. I don't know if we'll see.
But no promises.
We are going to get back on schedule because I do want to start putting out more monthly, because we have been on hiatus. We've been dealing with life for the past like year or so. A lot of things happening that happened. But I think now that our schedules are probably more cleared up. So once a week, maybe the Lord's being able to stable the podcast, see how things go, feel her out a little bit. But next episode, I think we should look into more of those exorcisms and things like nature. Keep it with the Halloween-y feel. Well, that's ghost stories, things like that, stories we're hearing.
Yeah.
Just look around. Okay. See what we can find. Your Halloween just got a little Halloweener.
He says that every year.
It's a Vos Burgers. Well, my name is Cedar Linick. This is Marcus, and tonight's guest, our little sister, Dolores Barr.
Stop doing that.
And, and you're listening to Fallen Out Radio.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I have heard, the one that seems to me most strange is that men should fear death, for death, a necessary end, will come when it will come.